And in honor of Ajahn Brahm, I am, by the powers vested in me, for the next half hour, going to make you all honorary monks, which means for the next half hour, you're going to cast aside all of your worldly possessions, your jobs, your careers, your relationships or lack thereof, your the ongoing narratives about how the world should be different, the cravings and obsessions, the family relationships, the to-do lists, everything that ties you to the world. For the next half an hour, you'll be renouncing, casting aside, and taking up imaginary robes, sitting on your cushion, and enjoying the blissfulness that is inner peace. So, that said, find a comfortable seated position, one that just feels relaxed and good, but not so good and so relaxed that it makes you fall asleep. One that's comfortable. If you'd like to think of it in terms of the buttocks and everything down from the buttocks, down the legs are the roots of the tree, and your spine is the core of the tree, and everything else is limbs and just stuff falling off of the trunk of the tree, which is the spine. So take a moment and just, especially all of the weight and solidity in the upper body, just let it all go. Let your shoulders hang, let your arms hang, let your jaw hang, let it all hang. And just keep the energy flowing up and down the spine and close your eyes. And as we close our eyes, not only do we let go of sight, but we also experience all those worldly affairs and the events going on outside of us begin to blur and fade. And they're still there, but they're blurred and faded out in the background. So as we take this inner journey, there might still be sounds arriving from the world outside of the body. And just allow your body to be a screen, allowing the sounds to pass through. Don't resist the sounds. Don't cling onto them by talking about them in your head, adding a story. Just allow the sounds to pass right through as if the body was just a screen that sounds could pass through like a breeze. So it's helpful to start a meditation with a couple of inclinations or goals. Most of the day, the mind is akin to a hunter-gatherer, roaming around in the world looking for things to kill off with angry thoughts or gather in with our attention and our clinging thoughts. So let go of that hunter-gatherer mind, that mind that wants to jump out into the world and get involved with all kinds of dramas, and instead find that mind that wants to stay at home and tidy things up and clean things out that needs to be cleaned out. Additional intentions are to be very patient with ourselves. Patience is very much a key to developing peace. In fact, patience is very much a part of peace. Patience with ourselves, patience with others, patience with the mind, especially when it jumps away, just patiently bringing it back. And the other skillful intention is compassion, kindness. When something develops in the mind, or stress in the body, or a sensation, perception that we don't like, try to greet it first with a sense of care. And when there's discomfort in the body, just try to greet it with softness and kindness. As we breathe in, try to feel the breath energy moving up the body. And as we breathe out, feel the energy moving down. And as we breathe in, try to think of it as taking in energy for our practice, energy for our happiness. And as we breathe out, think of it as a cleaning out, a letting go, a releasing type of breath. So each out-breath, we're just letting go of any solidity or tightness in the belly, chest, releasing the shoulders so that they hang heavily, breathing out any worries, and when we breathe in, we're being open to the possibility of finding peace. So as we breathe in, see if you can feel the breath energy flowing up the spine and then filling up the chest. The chest should just receive the breath and its energy. And as we release the breath and breathe out, feel the breath energy flowing down and then softening and relaxing the belly. Even the breath energy could exit, if you like, through the abdomen. So there's a in-breath up, filling up the chest, and then down, relaxing, releasing, softening the belly. So when the mind wanders and you notice that it's drifted away, see if you can find the place in the body that's gotten contracted or tighter. Whenever there's a thought world, there's going to be a place in the body that gets tense, or we'll start holding the energy or blocking the energy from flowing up and down. So bring your awareness back from whatever thought world and breathe out. Just let go of the thought and breathe through whatever area in the body has become defensive, contracted. I feel good that you've noticed your mind straying. The self-awareness and alertness that is developed through meditation pays of great dividends. Eventually, even before the mind is baited and snared by thoughts and worries and concerns and lured away from awareness of the present moment and keeping the body relaxed, eventually we'll start to notice just the mind beginning to stir. When you notice that energy building in the mind, maybe bring your awareness back to the shoulder or the jaw or the brow or the belly. You'll notice there'll be a slight tensing somewhere in the body. And so the process is the same. Finding that deep, calming, comfortable breath, or energies in the body that feel calming, and releasing, breathing through, sending thoughts of goodwill to whatever area in the body is getting tighter. Keep bringing the awareness down to whatever tension is anchoring the thought, releasing that anchor. Just allow the boat above to drift calmly up and down with the breath. So eventually when you feel you've got a good breath, or you feel that the mind is fairly consistent and staying with the sensations that are occurring right now in the body, if you'd like, you can open your awareness to allow through the mind any thoughts or perceptions that want to pass through, just like you're allowing sounds to pass through. The practice is to just stay with the body and don't allow the thoughts to carry you away. This is a new way to relate to our thoughts. We can still know what they're telling us, but rather than allowing the thoughts to build an entire world, a daydream or a fantasy within which we lose awareness of the present and the body, we hear what the thought has to say, but we stay focused primarily on the breath. We can see which thoughts are more desperate, because those thoughts are the ones that want to lure us away. So when it comes time to begin the process of leaving a meditation, remember to reflect on whether there was a time in the meditation when you felt particularly calm or relaxed or peaceful. And see if you can recollect what you were focusing the mind on when that serenity arose. Perhaps it was a thought that you had put aside, or a worry that you had let go of, or a part of the body you were breathing into, or a way you were breathing. But it's very useful to know how you bring about peace so that you can repeat it in the rest of your life. If, on the other hand, the meditation was difficult and thoughts were perpetually dragging you away into their realm, then just see if you can remember which thoughts were the stickiest, the ones that were the most difficult for you to resist. And you can learn which thoughts then to be suspicious of. These are the thoughts that don't want you to have a little period of peace in your life. So we can learn which thoughts are the ones to be wary of. As we move on through the evening, try to bring your awareness of the breath and body. You can balance the mind between internal and external awareness and still hear everything that's going on and know what's happening. And when you leave a meditation, finally, try to do it as slowly and gradually as you can, leaving sight for last. The more gradual, the less jarring, and the less likely it is for stress and worry to come flooding back into the mind.